In New York City, there is a gathering of people on the A-list to top all A-lists. Kings, presidents, chancellors, billionaires. There is the Archbishop of Canterbury, the president of the World Muslim Congress, the chief rabbi of Israel, and the commissioner of the National Basketball Association. There is Warren Beatty and Ravi Shankar and someone really useful, Tina Zagat, who knows all the good restaurants. This is the World Economic Forum, which until this year was held in Davos, Switzerland. Sasha Frere-Jones writes for The Village Voice and was at the conference in Davos last year. This year he is in New York, as is the conference. First of all, Sasha, why is the Davos conference in New York City this time?
Well, the head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, says it's a gesture of solidarity with New York because of the events of 9/11. The people, many newspapers and some people within Switzerland say it's because Davos got sick of the security expenses, which rose pretty considerably after the protests in 2000 and last year.
Not that there's light security for this conference in New York City.
No, hardly. There are metal barricades and what they call, I think, Jersey barricades, the big concrete things, all around the Waldorf Astoria. There are police spread out fairly consistently up and down Park Avenue, and they're also distributed around the avenues and side streets in front of the Rolls-Royce dealership, in front of the Starbucks on 49th Street, and they've massed in front of places like The Gap, where right now there's someone who's planning a protest with the police, but there are, let's say, about 12 or 13 policemen, and there's one guy with a bag of stickers saying, "What about the workers?" And the interesting thing is there is not any identifiable clump of protesters other than the Falun Gong people.
And I gather their protests are rather quiet.
Well, they're stretching and they're playing music, and they're handing out pamphlets, and they're fairly soothing as protesters go.
Now, you attended last year as a conferee spouse,
yes.
I gather. What is it that people the likes of King Abdullah of Jordan, Colin Powell, Peter Gabriel, and Herbie Hancock do at the World Economic Forum?
They participate in panels, and they also participate in things called nightcaps. For instance, Quincy Jones gave a nightcap last year where he talked about himself and his life and some issues to do with developing countries, but I think they add, you know, a veneer of sparkle to the whole thing, and a lot of these people know a lot more about global events than you think they would. Last year, for instance, Brian Eno was part of a panel having to do with technology and music, so things tend to converge around a point like technology or communication or consumers, so, you know, musicians and other cultural people can get involved in things like that.
There seems to be some kind of altercation behind you. Is this a protest, or is this
related
a
to the hot dog stand?
Aha! This has nothing to do with
nothing to do with the forum, no.
With world politics or whatever.
No.
This year, the conference, though, is interested in the issues, I gather, that were raised by the September 11th attacks.
That's certainly what the agenda would lead you to believe. The actual scheduled sessions and panel events are not actually in content that different from what happened last year. Last year, we had a panel on the role of religion in the modern state. And there's something like that this year. I think the emphasis and the seriousness of the event will be different this year. But there weren't as many panels about terrorism. There's a bioterrorism panel this year.
And are we actually going to witness the spectacle of busloads of world government and financial leaders going down to Ground Zero to look at it?
Nobody can confirm that or deny that. There is a gala event Saturday night at the Stock Exchange, which is, as you know, very close to Ground Zero. But as far as a concerted official visit to Ground Zero, there's nobody's confirmed or denied that.
Well, Sasha, thank you very much for telling us about this.
Well, thank you.
Sasha Frere-Jones, who writes for The Village Voice, spoke to us from outside the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, home this year to the World Economic Forum in New York City.